From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. This is Sandra Aldama's first visit to the United States. She seems a little overwhelmed as she settles into a downtown Miami restaurant amid the lunchtime commotion. Waiters whiz by with rich and varied foods that are scarce, if non-existent, back in her native Cuba.
Es una cosa novedosa.
This, she tells me, is definitely new for her. But Sandra mentions another Cuban shortage that bothers her, sodium hydroxide, a basic chemical for making soap. Last year, she started a business in Havana called De Brujas. It produces scented natural soap, but in Cuba's threadbare economy, she has scant access to ingredients.
Es difícil encontrar una fuente donde...
It's hard to find the simplest supplies you need to run a business there. Even if you do, you can't be sure they'll be there tomorrow.
So while she was here this month, Sandra sought advice from South Florida entrepreneurs like Ricardo Lastre. Lastre has his own Miami soap-making business called Lastre Botanicals. That's him mixing his cocoa butter soap. And since he's Cuban-American, he says he grabbed at the chance to counsel a novice Cuban entrepreneur like Sandra.
Her soaps, she gave me one. It was called Café Menta, which is coffee mint. Beautiful, smells great, elegant, simple.
Sandra, a mother and former special ed teacher, almost cried when she saw the shelves in Lastre's workshop. Row after row of oils, herbs, and emulsifiers that she can only dream of using in Cuba, and lots of sodium hydroxide. She says Lastre told her how to do more with what she does have and how to market it better.
That knowledge exchange is invaluable. Learning business tools and techniques I didn't know I had.
Her new mentor, Lastre, condemns Cuba's communist dictatorship. But Cuban leader Raul Castro has decreed reforms that, while limited, do allow a broader range of private enterprise. Cuba's Roman Catholic Church even offers business classes. So Lastre is considering efforts to get supplies to Sandra in Cuba. And Cuban Americans like him think the Obama administration should relax the U.S. trade embargo so investors can funnel more help to the island's fledgling private sector.
I think that we should be able to help people that are starting from the beginning. If people realize in Cuba that they can do it on their own, I think things would change in Cuba.
That's a central issue in the Cuba policy debate today. Sandra and four other Cuban entrepreneurs were invited to Miami by the Cuba Study Group. The Washington-based think tank supports empowering Cuban capitalists, hoping they'll become as important as dissidents when it comes to undermining communist authority. Tomas Bilbao is the group's executive director.
It's important for us to not just read theories and hypotheses over what's happening in Cuba, but actually meet the people who are on the ground working independently from the government, gaining greater control of their lives and employing other Cubans.
But Cuban Americans who want to keep the embargo intact say any investment sent to Cuba, even to independent entrepreneurs, runs the risk of aiding the Castro regime.
What's going to end up happening is the regime will have its ability to decide who gets that money.
Miami attorney Marcel Felipe is a director of the Cuban Liberty Council. He says capital has to be channeled through bona fide dissident organizations because only they can vet which enterprises are genuinely private and which are actually state-run.
If they have no commitment to that very, very strong, tremendously difficult fight of defying the government, they will be eventually brought in as servants of the government, willingly or unwillingly.
Taxes on small businesses in Cuba, for example, are especially heavy. Still, Cuban Americans are sending billions of dollars and tons of capital goods directly to relatives in Cuba, almost half a million of whom are cuentapropistas, or entrepreneurs. And despite the difficulties, cuentapropistas like Sandra say it's their sueño, their dream. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.